Maybe you've been having problems with your teeth, your hearing, or maybe you've had problems with your limbs that you're not able to use them properly, or maybe you're not even able to use your limbs at all. So here are some scriptures to minister the spirit and life to these body parts and others and experience wholeness in all parts of your body. God wants your body to be whole. That's what peace means. Shalom, wholeness in every area of your life and in your body. Expect to experience the Lord replacing your teeth and even limbs that are not there. These are the glory days where we are living in, and we will see from here on out creative miracles. And the glory appears as we saturate ourselves with the Word of God, as we meditate the Word of God, and as we worship the Lord God. Song of Solomon 4, verse 2. Your teeth are like a flock of shorn ewes, which have come up from the washing, of which all are in pairs, and none is missing among them. There's enough power anointing in that word right there, enough glory in that word to replace your teeth, any that's missing, broken, even replace artificial teeth and decaying teeth. So receive it now in the glory. Amos 4:6. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in your cities. Song of Solomon 6, verse 5 through 6. Your hair is like a flock of goats trailing down from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of ewes coming from their washing, of which all are in pairs, and not one of them is missing. Again, this scripture has enough power in it to replace hair, replace teeth. We're in the glory days, and this is the time for us to see these very things. Job 4, verse 3 through 4. You have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have held firm him who was falling, and you have strengthened the feeble knees. Isaiah 35, 3 through 6. Strengthen the weak hands, and make firm the feeble and tottering knees. Say to those who are a fearful and hasty heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing for joy. Receive the anointing, the glory that is in that scripture right there. In Jesus' name, receive right now. No more weakness in your body. No more feebleness, whatever age you are. No more blinded eyes, no more deaf ears. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 20:12. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. Isaiah 32:3 through 4. Then the eyes of those who see will not be closed or dimmed, and the ears of those who hear will listen, and the mind of the rash will understand knowledge and have good judgment, and the tongue of the stammerers will speak readily and plainly. Eyes, you are open now. There's anointing from that word of God, that the eyes are open now of those that were blind, those that had impaired vision, now in the name of Jesus. And deafness is gone because of the anointing of the and the power of God in that word. Any mental problems are gone in the name of Jesus. And you will be able to speak correctly and normally in the name of Jesus. Why can I say all of these things? Because Jesus is still healing today all who are sick and oppressed of the devil. Jesus has never changed. You need to meditate these scriptures when you feel like God is not going to heal you or hasn't healed you, because really, God has already healed you 2,000 years ago through Jesus' stripes. Actually, he healed you before the foundation of the world, and now you receive it by faith. See Jesus healing you as you meditate these scriptures. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Matthew 4:23. And he, Jesus, went about all Galilee. Think about Jesus in your city right now, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every weakness and infirmity among the people. Think about him healing every sickness, every disease, every infirmity that you would have in your body right now. Jesus never chose to heal certain ones and then not heal others. But people came to Jesus, and Jesus healed everyone that came to him and asked to be healed or believed to be healed. Matthew 9:20-22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Mark 10:51-52. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Here's a scripture you're going to want to use if you have reoccurring sickness or disease or infirmity. Nahum 1:9. What do ye imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. This scripture has enough anointing in it, power in it, glory in it, for you to use it and put an end to all sickness and disease and affliction that have reoccurred in your body. We say it's gone now, and it will not rise up another time. In Jesus' name.